Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game, in favor of protecting returning king salmon and ensuring sport fishing opportunities in the future, is closing the early run king salmon sport fishery and the Kenai River drainage downstream of the outlet of Skelak Lake effective at 12:01 a.m. Monday, May 1st, 2023. Fishing for king salmon of any size, including catch and release, is closed in the Kenai River from its mouth upstream to the outlet of Skelak Lake, extending from May 1st through June 30th. King salmon caught while fishing for other species may not be removed from the water and must be released immediately. In addition, on March 2nd of 2023, the Division of Sport Fish issued Emergency Order 2KS-11123, closing the Kenai River for fishing for king salmon and prohibiting the use of bait and multiple hooks from its mouth upstream to the ADFNG markers located at the outlet of Skelak Lake from July 1st through July 31st, 2023. In an effort to protect Kenai River early run king salmon and in compliance with a regulatory management plan, the early run king salmon fishery is closed to sport fishing, an effort to meet the early run escapement goal, stated acting area management biologist Jenny Gates. The 2023 preseason forecast for the Kenai River early run king salmon is 2,914 large fish. Fish are greater than 34 inches in length. The total run forecast is less than the optimum escapement goal range of 3,900 to 6,600 fish. If realized, the 2023 run would rank as the fifth lowest run in 38 years. For complete details, visit the story at radiokenai.com. Senator Jesse Bjorkman introduced Senate Bill 87 on Wednesday, March 1st, to allow Alaskan sawmill operators who have been state-certified to produce and grade dimensional lumber for use in some residential construction applications. Representative Jesse Sumner of Wasilla expects to introduce companion legislation in the House. Allowing for local lumber grading in Alaska will create economic opportunities for small businesses, provide an opportunity for Alaskans to purchase local products, and perhaps offer building materials at a lower cost than dimensional lumber from the lower 48, said Senator Bjorkman. It will also encourage higher value added use from materials harvested from forest thinning and hazardous fuels reduction projects that would otherwise be piled up and burned. Alaska is struggling to meet housing shortages across the state, made worse by the significant increase in the cost of construction materials and lag time due to supply chain issues. Currently, dimensional lumber used in construction must be graded and stamped by third-party grading agencies in order to meet lumber requirements and building codes. Local lumber has been used successfully to build sturdy houses, boats, and even aircraft parts for generations already, said Trevor Kaufman, Kenai Peninsula sawmill owner. However, Alaska's relatively small forest product industry has not been able to bear the cost of Pacific Northwest lumber grading services in most cases. To use an expression from the forest industry, the local use lumber program will grease the skids for skilled Alaskans to bring high-quality wood products to the market. Under Senate Bill 87, locally milled dimensional lumber that conforms to the Alaska Department of Natural Resources substitute equivalents for agency grading standards consist with number 2 and better, stud and number 3 grades could be sold directly to the end user or contractor for use in residential structures with up to 3 units. The department would provide free one-day hands-on classes, and sawmill operators that successfully complete the class would be certified to self-grade and sell dimensional lumber that they produce for 5 years. This local-use lumber program will enhance Alaska's forest product industry and reduce the state's heavy reliance on dimensional lumber from the Pacific Northwest and Canada, said Jeremy Dallas, Northern Regional Forester, Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection. Read more at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.